Talktainment Radio Worldwide Sound. Talktainmentradio.com. We give you a reason to come. The world's greatest radio.
We give you a reason to stay.
Radio, the way it should be heard.
You got the power.
The views and opinions expressed are those of the host and guest and not necessarily those of TalktainmentRadio.com, the management, the staff, or K&E World Network, LLC.
Live call-in talk show, dial 1-877-932-9766 and join the conversation here on TalktainmentRadio.com.
This is The Compensatory Concept with Mr. Neely Fuller, heard exclusively on TalktainmentRadio.com, the world's greatest radio. Radio, the way it should be heard. And now, Mr. Neely Fuller.
If you do not understand white supremacy, which is racism, what it is and how it works, everything else that you understand will only confuse you. Only confuse you. Only confuse
you. All righty, TalktainmentRadio.com, we go where you go, the world's greatest radio. You're in touch with The Compensatory Concept with Mr. Neely Fuller Jr. I am your co-host, Mr. Bobby, and this is Radio, the way it should be heard. We are into the second hour of our subject today, which is refined white supremacy. If you missed the first hour, make sure that you get that, because it was a very exciting and very good descriptions of it, good questions. As people are beginning to stay in the compensatory, counter-racist compensatory code method in asking questions, which is good. That means you're still learning, as we all are. Okay, you can get in contact with the show by calling 1-877-932-9766. You can also Gmail me at the numeral 7, Mr. Bobby, B-O-B-B-Y, at gmail.com. You can also just listen to the show as you are right now. Just go to the TalkTainmentRadio.com homepage and just click Listen Live. Baby, you are right there. Also, go to the YouTube channel if you want to see what's going on. I don't know why you would want to see me. But anyway, go to the YouTube channel. Click type in Talktainment, then type in Talktainment number 2, and then scroll down where it says radio, and you're there. Now, when you go to that site, hit the subscribe and like button right there. And finally, you can also go to the Facebook.com/Talktainment, and you can listen to the whole program all over again. Some people like to hear themselves. Okay, let's go to the Gmails here. This comes from Mr. Campbell. And he says this, I have a question for Mr. Fuller regarding the production of justice. Lately in professional politics, the so-called, quote, Democratic Party, end of that quote, has a non-white candidate named Andrew Yang. Mr. Yang has proposed a freedom dividend. The freedom dividend, also known as universal basic income or UBI, that's universal basic income, that Mr. Yang has promised to give all adult, quote, Americans, end of that quote, which comes to $12,000 a year or a little over $3 trillion a year, considering that some believe that the Iraq war cost $1 trillion a year. Mr. Fuller, do you think a freedom dividend or UBI, which is, he says, is it, universal basic income, helps to produce justice? Now, if yes or no, why do you, Mr. Fuller, think so or think not?
I don't think that would work.
Okay.
But it might work. Now, Mr. Yang presumably is a non-white person, so I have to say that he's entitled to VGQ. Victims Guarantee Qualification. He's qualified to say just what he said. So he did say what he said. But if you address the question of, do I think a guaranteed income would do the job that needs to be done of helping the people who need help the most and guarantee that nobody's mistreated in that establishment, I don't think it would work. But then what I think, just offhand, may not be adequate. It needs to be studied. Pro- probably tried on a sample basis to see how it would work and see if it works. You go with what works. Mm-hmm. What works how? How do you know when something is working? When no one is mistreated. See, because we're talking about justice here. And everybody who needs help gets the most constructive help that you can possibly get. Now, if that guaranteed income, the way it is put by Mr. Yang, presumably, would facilitate that, then, by all means, go for it. But that has to be tested. $12,000 it was. Was that the figure name?
Yes, $12,000 a year.
Now, offhand, that doesn't sound like that would do it to me. Because what will happen, I believe, is that immediately the prices of everything would go up anyway. Because the people who produce things set the prices for the things that are produced.
Yeah, the criminals.
Yes, and these presumably would be white supremacists because they control the worth of all money that is produced on the planet. They control the worth of it because they control the worth of all people who are non-white. Most of the people on the planet are non-white.
Mm-hmm.
So they control the worth of these people individually and collectively. So therefore, everybody would get maybe, if they got $80,000 a year guaranteed, then the white supremacists would just juggle the figures, juggle the money, juggle the products, and you would wind up right back where you started from, or worse off than you were in the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
If they just had a program where they didn't distribute money at all, but just gave you the things that money would buy. Which is what I say is one of the fastest ways to take care of things. Just let people have access to the things that money will buy.
Yes, sir.
Even when it comes to reparations.
Mm-hmm.
Give us access to the things that you would use if you had money. If you had plenty of money, what would you buy? All right.
That's a good question. Yeah. Yeah. Mr. Fuller, you know, people maybe are beginning to wake up to see that we are actually in confinement worldwide. I happen to be looking at world news from different parts of the world, different concepts. For example, Africa, Germany, France, Hong Kong, China. And one thing, if people don't think that this is a criminal conspiracy worldwide, I looked at the same things that are going on over here in this concept called the United States, which is actually a corporation. The same things are going on worldwide. Criminals are in control. Unrest, particularly in Hong Kong, stuff that goes on here in America, Africa, the selling of babies, selling of black babies. It's terrible. Germany, problem. France, it's going on all over. So there is no escape. We are in confinement, and you must understand that or else you're going to be totally confused. Let's go to the Gmails. Mr. Fuller, this comes from Warren. He says this. Can Mr. Fuller respond to how older cartoons like Tom and Jerry, Bugs Bunny, etc., program us to glorify killing, violence, and laughing at non-constructive forms of entertainment? Thank you.
Can I comment on it?
Yes.
The white supremacists believe in violence all the time. They teach this early on. I mean, the young lady sitting by the window waiting on her prince to come. And the prince usually comes in what? As a knight of some type.
Mm-hmm.
And what is a knight? What is a knight? K-N-I-G-H-T. He's the person that goes around killing people. That's what he does. He's not a farmer. He's not an inventor. They say knight in shining armor. Oh, my knight in shining armor. Now, people are taught that. Young people.
Yes.
Young girls are taught that at an early age. So they are saying to the young girl, hey, what you want is a warrior, a person who kills people, whose job it is to kill people, to go around, I mean, to travel, not to stay in one place. Knights in shining armor usually get on horseback, and they go great distances, sword in hand. They're not coming selling medicine and whatnot. They're not medicine people. And these are the heroes and the movies and all of the cartoons, some of the first cartoons that I saw as a young person.
Yes, sir.
With cartoons of a person maybe falling down.
Yes.
And hitting his or her head. And what would come up on that person's head? A knot. Or a person would hit another person over the head with something.
Mm-hmm.
And a knot would be on their head, and that was supposed to be funny. They call them comic books. But all through the so-called comic book is disaster.
Yes.
I mean, the Human Torch, the Sub-Mariner, Superman. I mean, you know, one of the, I think, Action Comics way back in the 1930s, the first issue showed Superman what? Holding up a car like he was getting ready to toss the car at somebody. I mean, that was on the cover, if I remember correctly, of Action Comics,
mm-hmm.
put out by that publishing company of the first issue, which I think anybody who has that first issue, if they have it somewhere, it's worth a fortune now.
Millions of dollars right now.
Yes, millions of dollars. Superman, Batman, Dick Tracy. I used to read Dick Tracy. I mean, I'd make sure I'd turn to the comic page and read Dick Tracy real quick.
He used to be in the Sunday papers, didn't he?
Yes, and sometimes, sometimes when they would pull out their guns and shoot, you would see the bullets going all the way through the person's head.
Mm.
I mean, that would be in the comic strip. Now,
yes.
This is a comic strip. This is supposed to be funny. But you walk into a bookstore right now, and most of the books are about what? Murder mysteries.
Murder mysteries.
Some of your most prolific authors, they say that this author has written more murder mysteries than anybody. He's written 97 books on what? Murder.
Killing.
Murder. Row after row. And if you want to find a book on how to do some woodwork, you probably have to go back to the back of the bookstore somewhere.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Or to the specialty table.
Mm-hmm.
But the general tables are full of people killing people.
Mm-hmm.
That's what you're passing by when you walk through there.
Yes.
Detective stories. The headless corpse. The body in the basement, murder on the train, murder on the subway, murder in the alley, murder in the castle.
Who's that stabbing that woman in the shower? Oh, Psycho. Psycho, I think it was.
Oh, y'all, just on and on,
yes.
And on,
mm-hmm.
And on. And they sometimes thrillers. Well, what's thrilling about it? Oh, somebody's getting killed. That's what's thrilling.
Yeah, there you go, asking the question again.
Yes.
Stand in the question mode. Okay. Let's do this before we go to our 15-minute break. This comes from Anonymous, Mr. Fuller, and it says this, good morning. It says, has Mr. Fuller read The Art of War by Sun Tzu, spelled T-Z-U? It states, among other things, that war is based on deception. Boy, that's right. This person, Anonymous, says, I found it very interesting and helpful in understanding the problems many non-white people face, particularly in economics. It may allow us to ask direct and constructive questions to help uncover deceptive tactics. Mr. Fuller, have you ever read The Art of War?
I've tried to read it. But I couldn't understand most of it, but I understood some of it. Like some statements I think that are in there, like make a noise in the east and strike in the west. That's a part of what they call the art of war. In other words, deception, like someone said. You make a noise in the east, and everybody looks to the east, but then you hit the target in the west because they weren't expecting that. Now, all generals understand that. You have to know the art of deception, or you might say the science of deceiving people in a war. You make your enemy think that you're doing one thing when you're doing something else.
Mm-hmm.
And there's all kinds of ways to conduct that type of war,
mm-hmm.
sometimes without firing a shot.
Mm-hmm. Football is like that, Mr. Fuller.
Football is that way.
Yeah.
Boxing is that way. Now, chess is that way.
Yes, yes.
And checkers.
Yes.
Deception. You fool your opponent. Card playing.
Yes.
It's all about deception. You have to wonder what the other person has in his or her hand. I mean, they're not going to tell you. And so, you know, in the system of white supremacy, there's all kinds of ways to reinforce the concept of deception, because the system of white supremacy is a system of massive deception in all areas of activity.
Okay.
Economics, they deceive you in economics. You can't buy anything and be told the truth. How do you deceive people? By not telling the truth. And you get your victims even to become people who want to lie about things. So a part of the code is we should become, as best we possibly can, people who believe in truth.
Okay.
Because that's the best way to go about getting things done in the best manner.
Alrighty. TalkTainmentRadio.com is a 24/7, no-charge worldwide broadcasting facility with hosts delivering on various topics such as news, lifestyle, sports, law, health, wellness, religion, and politics. Now, here's a few that I'm going to share with you. Talking Sports Plus with yours truly, Mr. Bobby, heard every other Tuesday here on TalkTainmentRadio.com. Stairway to Heaven. Man, I met, I didn't meet Claude, but I met his wife this past Saturday, and we discussed it. And I'm telling you, you're talking about helps for women and men in all areas. This is the program that you really need to listen to, particularly if you've been incarcerated and you're having issues. They can help you address these issues and so forth. It was very, very, very good. And also, Everlasting Life with Michelle Vanell. Now listen, all these shows that I have mentioned and more are exclusive to TalkTainmentRadio.com, and all you have to do is go to the TalkTainmentRadio.com homepage and click on programs, and there is a list of the programs that TalkTainment Radio carries. Now, after you look at that list, decide which one that you would like to sample, or if you would like to listen to the entire program. It's there, but the only way you're going to do it is if you actually click on it and listen to it and see if you like it or not. Sample it. That's all. Exclusively from TalkTainmentRadio.com. That's radio the way it should be heard. My name is Mr. Bobby. I am the co-host on The Compensatory Concept with Mr. Neely Fuller Jr. And he is addressing the question today about about refined white supremacy. I want to tell you right now, your calls have been on point. You have really been on point, and that's good, and very happy for that. Mr. Fuller has been explaining it and giving definitions to that, or suggestions to that, and take heed to those. This is the second question from Mr. Mario. We asked the first question last week. This one, because he asked three, this is the second one. Mr. Fuller, what criteria do you use when deciding between political candidates? How do you factor in non-white candidates who are anti-sexual or have a white mate?
Well, they're all victims of racism. All non-white people in the system of white supremacy come under the dictatorship of the white supremacists. So I just look at it for what it is. That's what it is. So we're all flawed, including the white supremacists themselves, simply by practicing white supremacy. That's a huge flaw. I mean, when you start talking about humanity, because there's no humanity there. So the victims are people who are in a status that you can't say should be. So you just look at it for what it is. We're just prisoners of war, and prisoners of war are expected to act like prisoners of war. And they do the things that prisoners do, or prisoners in general do. If you study any prison system, just look at what prisoners do.
Well, the Shawshank Redemption.
Yes. Just whatever prisoners do, that's what black people do. And you can expect them to do it. So all the details of what black people do, you expect them to do it. Now, black people might say, well, I'm going to run for office and whatnot. But you're running for an office in a system of white supremacy. You're in a prison camp running for office. That's the way you look at it. So you're going to be a spokesperson for the rest of the prisoners, okay? And presumably you're going to be, if the prison masters say, you also can speak for the warden, okay? Well, you can do that. If the warden says you can speak for him or her, so that's the way a prison is run.
Okay.
So you just look at it for what it really is, and that's all it is. It is going through motions and whatnot.
Yes, sir.
So it doesn't make any difference what they say and what they do, because everything that a non-white person does or says, in order for it to come to fruition, is going to have to be okayed by the prison masters,
that's
who are the white
supremacists
of this planet.
Yes.
So you always know that when you just assemble to listen to the speeches and all like that, and no matter how they sound and all like that, it's always the prison master who is up in the tower looking down at the whole spectacle and at all the people assembled out there listening to the wonderful speeches. And you have some black people who speak very well and who are sincere about what they're talking about they want to do or going to do and whatnot.
Yeah, yeah.
They're not going to do anything that the white supremacists disapprove of.
Exactly correct.
And so you can just expect that. So you can be excited about it, or you can yawn through it, because that's going to be the result anyway.
Yes,
whatever
sir.
The white supremacists want is how it's going to all show up.
All right.
Why? Because we're in the system of white supremacy. We're not in any other system.
Okay.
There is no other.
1-877-932-9766, or you can Gmail me at the numeral 7, MrBobby@gmail.com, as Justice Soldier did. Here's the question, Mr. Fuller. Says, regarding refinement and deception, since so-called white people are, capital letters, N-O-T, not really white in capital letters, what else are they saying that is also not true, Mr. Fuller?
Since the white supremacists are saying that they're white when they're not white?
He says, regarding refinement...
Yes,
and deception. He says, since so-called white people are not really white, what else are they saying that is also not true?
Oh, they're saying millions of things that are not true. And but if you have gotten in position where you can dominate people at will and mistreat them at will, and the people don't know what to do about it to put a stop to it, you can say whatever you want to say, which is exactly what the white supremacists do every day. They say whatever they want to say. They say that, well, I'm white. And as a prisoner of war, for example, I will tell the prison master, who are the white supremacists, well, you're not white. I'm looking at you. And you're not, you know, I know the color white. I'm a painter. And I know what white paint looks like. And in your particular case, sir, you are not white. And the white supremacist, or the person who calls himself or herself a white supremacist, or says that he or she is white, and proceeds to prove it by saying, what did I say? I said I was white. Now, if all the other white people that I say are white say that I'm white, then I'm white. And what you say about anything with your black self in the system of white supremacy matters not at all. You have no voice, even though I give you a voice to say what you said, but it means nothing to me if I don't want it to mean anything except nothing to me. And since you don't have any power, what I say goes.
Yes.
Because that's the bottom line.
Okay.
And in answer to the question, the white supremacists always give you the bottom line. They'll say, what we say counts.
Okay.
What you say doesn't count. If we say that what you say doesn't count.
Okay.
Why? Because I can whip you and you can't whip me.
Mm. This one comes from our brother in the so-called French Guiana, Brother Mitro. He says this concerning black-on-black violence. He says, have you ever heard, Mr. Fuller, of a book by Amos N. Wilson called The Psychodynamics of Black Self-Annihilation in Service of White Domination?
I've never heard of the book. I've
okay.
heard of Dr. Amos Wilson.
Okay. What do you know about the thing that you've heard about Dr. Wilson, or rather, Mr. Wilson?
I haven't heard anything except he's a black person
uh-huh.
who wrote a lot of books and was listened to by a great number of scholars and people in general who are classified as non-white, and they determined from his writings and from his speeches and et cetera that he was very well, that he knew a lot about racism and how it worked, and presumably, I guess, said a lot about what to do about it.
Mm-hmm.
So that's all that I've heard. I don't even recognize a picture of him. I've never even seen a picture of him, according to my knowledge, and I certainly have not read any of his works.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Not any of them.
Mm-hmm. But you have heard. I've never heard of. There's so many out there, you know, beside yourself, Mr. Fuller, I guess, who are trying, if you will, to produce justice by different publications or magazines or whatever they have that are trying to help us to better understand where we're at. Somebody had mentioned early in the program about refined white races. Page 238 of the revised expanded edition, the question was asked, what is the ultimate goal of a white supremacist? And you wrote the answer, white supremacy. Racism, just as simple as that.
And yes. Mm-hmm. The purpose of white supremacy is white supremacy.
Mm-hmm.
Dominating and mistreating non-white people based on color. That's it. And they get what out of that? What
You're
do
right.
they get out of that? People do things that they get something out of.
Mm-hmm.
They get fun, they get glory, and they get material comfort.
Wow.
That's something that everybody wants.
And we have.
It just depends on how you go about getting it.
Okay.
And they have found out a way to get it in a way that satisfies them.
And we got to leave it right there. TalkTainmentRadio.com. We go where you go. Download the TalkTainmentRadio.com app to your cell or to your tablet. Podcasts are available. That's radio the way it should be heard. Stay right there. We have more of your Gmails, maybe more phone calls. All that and more as we discuss the refinement of white supremacy here on TalkTainmentRadio.com.
TalkTainmentRadio.com is proud to present the compensatory concept. It is an effective system for countering the effects of white supremacy. TalkTainmentRadio.com is able to carry the first hour. However, the cost for the second hour is exceeding our limited budget. That is why we ask for your kind assistance in keeping the second hour on the air. If you believe like we do, Help us in this struggle for justice. Go to the gold donate button on the TalkTainmentRadio.com web page and hit the gold donate button. That's the gold donate button. And please donate. Help us to keep the second hour of the compensatory concept on the air. Thank you.
For the best home fragrance and beauty products, shop Ash Kicking online.
That's A-S-H-K-I-C-K-I-N.
Made with 100% natural quality ingredients and handcrafted with your family in mind, Ash Kicking products are better than those other guys. Ash Kicking candles, incense, body butter, face moisturizer, and hair moisturizer are priced just right, and you can get yours at 10% off with coupon code TALK17. Support this 100% black-owned business and get your home and body smelling and feeling all right.
That's
A-S-H-K-I-C-K-I-N. Shop Ash Kicking online at www.ashkickin.com.
Stand by for an important announcement for renters and investors.
You have probably heard about this bad economy and high foreclosure rate. I'm here to bring you hope. Every foreclosed property is a blessing or a deal for a new buyer or investor. These properties are selling every day all over Central Ohio for several reasons. They are equity rich, worth tens of thousands of dollars above their price. There is down payment money available and remodeling funds if needed. Don't let the doom and gloom news keep you from your dream of home ownership. Call Linco Realty today at 865-9614. That's 865-9614. Call now. Always remember, these times, like all times, are good times if we but know what to do with them. They also have programs for investors who want to get off the couch and run with the big dogs. Call Linco today at 865-9614 or log on to repohomeslist.com.
This is Al Edmondson, owner of a Cut Above the Rest Barbershop. I'm calling on all barbers and beauticians. It's time for us to unite as one. We can serve our communities better together. Join the Ohio Black Barber Beauty Network. For more information, visit www.obbn.org or call 614-427-3226 to get more information. Be the change that you want to see in your community. Join our network.
Looking for something special for your club or group? Take a trip. Cruise Planners will help you plan the event of a lifetime. Explore exotic places from Africa to Asia, Bermuda to Las Vegas to Hawaii, with special offers that make it affordable and exciting. Click on to www.greatgetawaytrips.com for great deals or call today at 614-707-SHIP. That's 614-707-7447.
Sex Code War by Kahari Inaharo, the author of the Essence magazine bestseller Race Code War, is releasing his second book, Sex Code War. Be on the lookout for Sex Code War.
If you or someone you know is abusing drugs and or alcohol and want to stop the abuse, contact APDS at 1409 East Livingston Avenue. Office hours are 9 a.m. to 8 p.m. daily and 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. on Saturday. APDS is certified by the Ohio Department of Mental Health and Addiction Services and primarily funded through the Adam H. Board. Fees are based on your income and Medicaid is always accepted. For more information, call 614-253-4448.
Here's an idea. You've heard of the notion of pay it forward. It comes from the 2000 movie, Pay It Forward. Basically, the premise is helping someone with no expectations of payback, providing assistance to someone, passing information on, simply doing a good deed for a total stranger, and instead of allowing them to pay it back, ask them to pay it forward. Doing favors for other people and asking them to do the same. The principle is the same as multi-level marketing, except that instead of soap or vitamins, it's generosity between strangers that is being passed on. Pay It Forward is mentoring. It's volunteering in your community. It's shoveling a neighbor's snow or cutting an elderly person's grass for them or taking a senior to the store. Don't wait for someone else to do something good. Do it yourself. It starts with you. Talktainment Radio strongly embraces the notion of pay it forward. In fact, we just did.
Dad, can I ask you something?
Sure, what's up?
There's this girl I kind of like.
Well, if there's one thing I know, it's women.
Really?
Well, they didn't call me Velvet for nothing.
I don't get it.
Smooth. I was smooth.
Oh.
Anyway, it's easy. You just got to impress her. Show her how strong you are.
Okay, but how?
Just, I don't know, pick up a lot of heavy things around her.
Like what?
I don't know, desks, chairs, people. Grunt, if you have to.
Grunt?
Yeah, be like, ugh! Try it.
Ugh!
Ugh! See, there you go. And you should dress up. Start wearing a shirt and tie.
I'll look like a dork.
No, you'll look successful.
Okay.
And finally, you can start using my cologne. The ladies love it, so don't be shy. Splash it on.
Thanks, Dad.
You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. When you adopt a child from foster care, just being there makes all the difference. To find out how you can adopt, please visit our website at AdoptUSKids.org or call 1-888-200-4005. A public service announcement brought to you by Adopt US Kids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
The SCORE Association, Service Corps of Retired Executives, was formed in 1964 as a nonprofit association dedicated to the entrepreneurial education and the formation, growth, and success of small businesses nationwide. More than 10,500 volunteer members provide individual counseling, mentoring, and business workshops for aspiring entrepreneurs and small business owners. The association is headquartered in Washington, D.C., with 389 chapters throughout the United States and its territories. For more national information, contact SCORE's Public Relations Manager at 1-800-634-0245. Again, that's SCORE's Public Relations Manager at 1-800-634-0245. This has been a public service announcement from TalkTainmentRadio.com.
I think I'm entitled.
You want answers!
I want the truth! You can't handle the truth!
Go ahead. Make my day.
I'm as mad as hell, and I'm not going to take this anymore!
You got the power.
TalkTainmentRadio.com. We go where you go. Download the TalkTainmentRadio.com app to your cell or to your tablet. That's radio the way it should be heard. My name is Mr. Bobby. I am the co-host on The Compensatory Concept with Mr. Neely Fuller Jr., and we've been discussing today's topic, refined white supremacy. There have been countless examples that Mr. Fuller has given, and even some of the callers have given some great examples of that. I know that you can go into page 238 and 154 of the revised expanded edition for more information. Mr. Fuller will be discussing his book in about 11 minutes from now. And you might want to pay attention to that, but you do want to get the books. Oh, yes, listen to this. This comes from the TalkTainmentRadio.com, TalkTainmentRadio.com update desk. We are at now 1150 short, but we're coming up. So $1,150 more dollars to go to complete the donation project for this year. As a matter of fact, I was told here, or reading it, by the end of October, so we hopefully will be able to get that. So thank you for those of you who have donated. Thank you for those of you who are going to donate for the second hour of the Compensatory Concept with Mr. Fuller. Okay, Mr. Fuller, going 1-877-932-9766 is the number you call, or you can Gmail me at the numeral 7, Mr. Bobby, B-O-B-B-Y, at gmail.com. You got about 22 minutes before the hour ends. To the Gmails, it says this. This comes from Chris. It says this, Mr. Fuller, I was listening to you on another radio show last week when a woman asked you if you could comment on your father, who was a great man, and tell us of some of the things he did during the Tulsa, Oklahoma riots in the 1920s. Since the code is all about doing what works, my question is, what part of the code did your father, Mr. Fuller, use, and did it work for your father? Thank you very much.
Well, just briefly, if you're talking about my progenitor, my people that you might call my father. He was a business person in Muskogee, Oklahoma, and he ran a business for about 40 years, roughly. And he had a cafe on 316 North 2nd Street in Muskogee, Oklahoma, and a 47-room hotel. and a meat market and a pool hall. And there was some illegal gambling going on in the back of that, which he did not approve of, but he couldn't watch that very closely because he didn't approve of gambling. But the people who ran the pool hall would allow that because he couldn't watch everything. But he definitely didn't approve of that, even though that was going on. Anybody who is familiar with that era and at that time. And next door to that was a barbershop and a beauty parlor in the back of the barbershop. In other words, he ran about six businesses. Down the street from that was a place called H.N. Green's Blacksmith Shop, which he owned that business. But Mr. H.N. Green, who lived in the hotel in one room, ran that shop, putting shoes on horses and whatnot, making shoes for horses, because that was back in the horse and buggy days. And so he ran about six businesses all together, off and on. One time he was part of a cab company and with a fellow named Mr. Culbertson, and they ran that business for a while before he went in, broke away from Mr. Culbertson and decided to go into the cafe business and the hotel business full time. Now, I would say that the constructive thing that he provided, I asked him one day, I said, you call all your businesses People's, People's Hotel, People's Cafe, People's Meat Market, People's Barbershop. I said, why do you call it People's when our name is Fuller? And he almost with tears in his eyes, he said, because it's not about us. It's about the people. And that's the thing that stands out in answer to your question of the caller.
Okay.
About my father. He didn't have anything to do with Tulsa and the 1921 riots or anything like that. He was in Muskogee, Oklahoma. He was not in Tulsa, Oklahoma. The riots of 1921. The Wall Street riots, they called it. Black Wall Street, where that was all destroyed. That happened in 1921, and that was 60 miles away. And 60 miles at that time was like 1,000 miles or more, because people didn't travel very often in those days.
Mm-hmm.
It went mostly by buggy and horse and wagon back in those days. But the distinctive thing about my father that the lady was talking about was that he ran those businesses, and it was just a block away from where he had been a dishwasher at one time, and that was the railroad station there. And he, as a dishwasher at that railroad station, he said, the colored people have no place to stay when they come through here. They have to go out in the bushes and eat. Yeah, you know, whatever food they happen to have, it's no place for them to eat. There's no place for them to stay. And he said, I'm going to do something about that.
Mm.
And so one block away from the railroad station, he was able to open up a 24-hour restaurant and hotel. It never closed. That's another thing that he told me. And that is, he said, Neely, we never close. That sign outside is always there. And when it gets dark, that's the only light that's lit up on this street, because we never close. People's Hotel and Cafe, so that the colored people can come through here and eat and have a place to stay all of the time.
Mm.
And so, in answer to the question, that's the summation of Neely Fuller Sr.
Okay.
I'm named after him, Neely Fuller Jr.
Yes, sir.
But the town died and the businesses died. That was the upshot of that.
Oh, okay. Because I was going to ask you, was that hotel and place on the Green Book?
It was.
Oh, okay.
Yes, sir.
Oh, man. That's very interesting.
Oh, it was in the Green Book. Oh, yeah. You stop it. You know, Count Basie's band and all, you know, the bands that were popular at that time, that's where they would stay, because black bands had to sometimes fan out all over town and then have a place of assembly laid on because they had to stay at people's houses. A lot of band members back in those days slept mm-hmm. on the floors of people's houses because there were no hotels for black people. There wow. was no place for black people to stay
mm-hmm.
on what they call the chitlin circuit.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay. Wow. That is very interesting. Well, I'm so glad that you were able to do that.
Well, I'll just, in answer to the question, I decided to answer it, but actually, that's a thing that I don't play up or anything like that.
Mm-hmm.
But it's the facts.
Okay, facts. Mm-hmm. All right, talktainmentradio.com. We go where you go. Download the talktainmentradio.com app to your cell or to your tablet. That's radio the way it should be heard. My name is Mr. Bobby, and I am the co-host on The Compensatory Concept with Mr. Neely Fuller, Jr. But at this particular time, we have designated for him to speak about his wonderful book. Mr. Fuller, take it away, please.
Well, you can get the book by going to producejustice.com, producejustice.com. And what this book is for is exactly what we are talking about today. How an individual person, an individual prisoner of war, a non-white person, can go about doing his or her best to counteract the effects of white supremacy and or eventually and hopefully in a rapid-fire manner, get rid of it altogether and replace it with a system of justice, and how each individual can best facilitate that process. That's what the book is for. So far, it obviously has not accomplished that, or hasn't even put a dent in the system of white supremacy, but that's what the book is for. I'm hoping that the book will have that type of impact, and I hope that it will have that impact. Sometimes I would say I would like to see it done overnight because I wrote it with that intention.
Mm-hmm.
For this system of racism that we're dealing with not to just drag on into infinity like it has been, that we can put a stop to it through what I call codification, which is to empower each individual through the knowledge and understanding of the system of racism and what he and or she can do about it on a daily basis in all nine areas of activity. How to think, how to speak, and how to act. When certain things happen, what to do and what not to do. That's what the book is about. That's how I tried to write it. I'm not nowhere near the type of writer that I should be, but this is what I wrote the book for.
Okay.
All the things that we're discussing here on this radio program, and that is what to do and what not to do in order to replace the system of white supremacy with the system of justice in the best possible manner,
okay,
in the most constructive manner. You can get it by going to producejustice.com.
All right.
Producejustice.com.
All righty. Mr. Fuller, can you turn to page 238 in the revised expanded edition? And at the bottom, after you gave the answer, the question was, what is the ultimate goal of a white supremacist racist? And then you answered white supremacy, racism. Then in bold letters, could you read that part and then go through the notes, please?
Where I have that page what?
Page 238 of the revised expanded edition. Starting
238.
Yes, sir. At the very bottom when it said there is reason.
Yes, refines it. Said, what is the ultimate goal of a white supremacist? Well, the answer is white supremacy. That's the ultimate goal. That's the goal within itself.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And then it goes on to say, on page 238 of the revised expanded edition of the textbook, when there is reason to believe that some of the same white supremacists, racist men and racist women collectively, who offer to help non-white people were also involved in doing harm to them. See, that's the duplicity, you might say, of the white supremacists. They are very confusing in doing that type of thing.
Yes, sir.
They will come like they did with the Indians, you know, as an example. They say, we're going to help you. You know, you shouldn't be hostile toward us. We came here to help you. That's why we came across this grand ocean and all like that. I mean, we want to be of help. We are helpful people. And with the things we'll introduce to you, we'll introduce to you the things that you have never seen before. We will, like in the case of Pocahontas, I mean, you know, we will take you back where we came from and let you see what we have accomplished where we were and all like that among ourselves before we met you. And so we can do these things for you, or even better, all right, if you just cooperate with us.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what the white supremacists do in what? The refined stages of white supremacy. They offer to help you when really they have another plan B under the table where they are going to do everything they can to make you submit to their domination and their slavery system. This is what their ultimate goal is.
Yes.
So there's reason to believe, as it says here on page 238 of the textbook, that some of the people who were said to offer help to the victims of white supremacy of this tragedy were white supremacists who caused the tragedy. All right?
Mm-hmm.
And that's the background of that, which everybody's very familiar with for the most part. Racist man and racist woman are the masters of deceit.
Could you repeat that again, please?
Racist man and racist woman, who are the white supremacists collectively, worldwide, are the masters, and this is in capital letters, of deceit.
Mm.
See, so in the refined stage of white supremacy, the main weapon that they have is deception. Deceive them. Have them believe in things that are absolutely not true, particularly when we are offering them something.
Yes.
And say that this is going to be of great benefit. I mean, we'll put out in 2019, we'll put out pharmaceuticals and say that this is going to help cure you of various things, knowing full well that they're going to get you strung out on something that's going to make you more dependent and sicker than you've ever been.
Yes.
Without dying.
Yeah, go ahead and read that last little bit.
And eventually die from it.
Yeah, read that last little bit about collectively.
Say that again?
Yeah, read that last little bit about collectively. They collectively are very skilled. Right, see that right there under the notes?
Right there under the notes. They say they are collectively are very skilled in doing great harm to non-white people. And then it gives examples.
Yes.
Killing, maiming, robbing, raping, spreading disease and poisons, etc. While sometimes being among the first to offer sympathy, sorrow, and repairs. See, after they cause this damage, they come around and say, we'll repair the damage that's happened to you. To you? How did it happen? Because I did it. That's how it happened. But now I'm going to repair it. They also sometimes are among the first to offer so-called help in finding who is and who is not guilty.
They'll
do that.
Yeah, the art of deception.
Yes, the art of deception, the art of war.
Wow. So
they're the best, they're the top warriors that has ever been witnessed in recorded history. Nobody makes war better than the white supremacists.
My.
They are experts.
Yeah, I wanted to bring that out because that was really a point to be made. Probably the last Gmail today is from Babatunde. He says this, Mr. Fuller, how are black people a waste people? Aren't the white supremacist racist suspects the ones that are the waste people, being that they are most capable of producing justice and deliberately choose not to? Is that the epitome of being wasteful?
Of being wasteful?
Wasteful.
Oh, waste.
Yes.
W-A-S-T-E.
Yes, sir.
Oh, sure. Oh, yes. They are the greatest producers of modern technology, but they're also the greatest makers of waste. And they waste people. Oh, boy, they waste people big time. They take people come out of the womb who are non-white, and they take these people and deliberately make total junk out of people, which is what they have made of the non-white people of whom they have encountered. They could have improved the people, but they looked at the people and they decided, I'm not going to improve these creatures. I'm going to make them worse than they were, particularly in the head.
Wow.
All right? And so black people now are useless people on their own, completely. Whereas at least we could do something on our own. A lot of it didn't make sense. We had wars and fights among tribes and all this type of thing. But the white supremacists came and said, we're going to improve you. They did not improve us at all. They made us worse than the man, and here in 2019, even making us worse than we were in 1920.
Mm-hmm.
In our behavior, we have some of the worst behaviors you'd ever see among any people. And it's all been generated by whom? The usual suspects, the white supremacists. They don't try to improve us, but they put us under the guise of doing so, which is even worse. Because they use deception to have us do stupid things under the guise of it being an improvement. And just like someone said at the beginning of this program, anything that they can do in the area of the eighth area of activity, as the textbook says, sex.
Sex.
They
yeah.
got black people just glorifying pure nonsense. Pure nonsense. And coming up with newer and more refined ways of doing so. Like this is an improvement.
Yeah.
Whereas they can't show anything about it that's an improvement.
Yeah, that new six term.
But they glorified.
Yeah, binary, whatever that was. Woo.
I mean, whatever that means, yeah. And whatever it's supposed to do. What is it supposed to do? What is supposed to be the result of it 1,000 years from now? Can they project that while they're doing all this talking? How is this all supposed to play out as an improvement? See, but they have always said, take this, they told the Indians, drink this fire water. That's going to improve your thinking. It wasn't an improvement at all. It was thrilling. You got a lot out of it as far as how you felt at the moment, but the disaster that it left behind. So we should be suspicious of anything that they come around with saying it's an improvement. And the textbook for victims of white supremacy is supposed to give us a guide in doing this. Go to producejustice.com and get the textbook. There might be some things in there that will help you not just talk about what this problem is, which is what we do mostly on these programs, but what the individual person can do on a daily basis about it.
All righty. That's what we have to leave it at for this week. TalkTainmentRadio.com, the world's greatest radio, the way it should be heard. Thanks for listening. Thank you, Mr. Fuller, and we will see you next week.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening to The Compensatory Concept with Mr. Neely Fuller. Heard exclusively on TalkTainmentRadio.com, the world's greatest radio.
The most important question in all racial matters is why. One should always ask it.
Radio, the way it should be heard.
You got the power. The world's greatest radio. Talktainmentradio.com.